Blog Talk Radio.
Joker, the one on Heath Ledger's Joker, with an infamous quote from The Dark Knight, one of my favorite movies. This is Derek Felix of the Hard Hits Network. Just doing a short little podcast in response, actually, to something that that I just found out about half an hour ago from a good buddy, Tim Daddio. Apparently, our last show, which was on February 22nd, just me and my co-host, John Giannorio. We got a prank call, of course, from somebody that thought they were Peyton Manning. And we knew they weren't Peyton Manning. That just to set the record straight, we knew that it wasn't Peyton Manning, obviously. But, sometimes when you just, if you play along, like, you know, I played along and started asking this Joker questions, You might find out that, you know, things are not always what they seem. You know, they did keep calling in. They were very persistent. Well, as it turned out, this actually was a bit that was run on Howard Stern's show on Sirius and XM Radio. Yeah, go figure. Apparently, they ran 134. They ran basically the whole bit, including a couple of call packs. From whoever, you know, did the bit. And they actually thought, and of course the unreliable and just undeniable TMZ is not interested in facts. They actually thought we didn't pick up on it, that we really believed it was a two-time Super Bowl winner and legend Peyton Manning. Because we played along with it. And... you know, like I just do a sports radio show for fun. And that's all it is. It's just supposed to be for fun, you know? I mean, we're on Block Talk Radio. We're not for a radio station. If I was on a radio station, obviously it'd be a little bit different. I think it'd be a different show, no doubt. But they thought it was real. They thought we bought it. And of course, we're getting dressed apart. TMC actually ran an article today about it, and they have the link of it. And I mean, it's definitely interesting. It's an interesting that this was actually for the Howard Stern. Like, I'm still in disbelief over it. Ironically, I remember when I finished school, when I went to St. John's and did sports management over there. I actually had an interview for a position in K-Rock. I think it was for the Howard Stern show. So it would have been funny if I wound up working for them and got a job or got an interview to actually work for Howard Stern when he was still on the radio at K-Rock over on the old 92.3 K-Rock before they just sold out. And I love Howard Stern. I do. It's funny because actually, it's not really funny, but a couple of years later, on the 9/11, I had him on. I was listening to him when the attacks happened. And I was working at Jersey City at the time over at Harborside Financial Center. So, and I'm from Staten Island, so I would drive over into Bayonne and I went into the 34th Street Station, and I would take the train usually to work. So when he was kind of announcing what was going on. Now, of course, initially, I'm listening to Howard Stern, I'm not believing it. I'm not believing that it really could have happened. And it's Howard Stern. I was thinking, nah, this has got to be a joke. But as I hit the bridge, towers were smoke. First tower was smoking, and it was really, really unbelievable and surreal. So I was actually listening to him when that happened. And obviously, didn't get back home that night until about 7 o'clock, because they closed down the bridges, shut everything down, and that was a pretty hot day actually too. But I mean, Howard Stern is a legend. He's a legend. I'm a Jewish class. I guess you could call me a tenant radio caster as well. I'm obviously not in the class of Howard Stern. Howard Stern is one of the best ever to do it. He's a shock jock, and he took his show to Sirius XM Radio, and they have, obviously they played this thing. I can't believe they played this thing. They actually played this. If you want to believe, they played this on Tuesday. So I want to thank Tim Daddio for link for actually telling me about this. Oh, well, guess what? You have 5 minutes of fame, and I don't really know how to respond to it. I mean, it's interesting. I mean, this is a it's interesting nonetheless. I never expected to actually for something like this to happen. But I want to point out a couple of things. I do think it's kind of lame that they would go this far, go to a third-rate radio show, because I don't consider us like legit radio show right now. I mean, we're not right now, not at this point. We haven't really been doing anything. We all have jobs, we have schedules and stuff. So I mean, unless things change, it's not. So, but for them to actually decide, well, I want you to call into a sports show. Fine. I don't know how the heck they came across our sports show. They just saw the Hardest thing and just decided, well, this looks interesting, and they just decided they picked us. What are the odds? What are the odds? What are the odds that they would pick our show? I mean, that's what I want to know. I mean, we got 6 minutes here left, and I think JPG wants to call in, and what would be the odds of them actually, doing that? And I want to set the record straight. I did post a thing on TMZ indicating that we played along. Now, of course, we're getting ripped apart on there. That's fine. I don't take all that stuff seriously to heart. But of course, I want to set the record straight, and because that's who I am. And I don't know. Maybe we should go on Howard Stern. Maybe we should try to book a gig. I want to bring in a co-host, John Junior, because I want to get his thoughts. We've got 6 minutes left on the podcast. Well, John, this is obviously not normal, but not a normal time. Thanks to our Tim Daddio, who linked it up on Twitter. So we're kind of famous now, man. How does it feel?
I can't believe it wasn't Peyton.
Oh yeah, I mean, it was Peyton Manning, wasn't it? It was definitely
I
Peyton
you know
Manning.
What? I still think it was Peyton Manning. I'm not gonna believe what anyone else says.
Oh yeah. I mean, what an honor it was to interview the real Peyton Manning. It was great,
He has
wasn't
a
it?
dirtier mouth
Fantastic.
than you would think from all of his
Yeah,
stuff.
well, it's also a little bit getting into a little bit of the racial stuff, the tension, the vibe. Prince calling all of them.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe Peyton shouldn't be saying such racist stuff. That probably isn't good for his brand.
I like the part. I like, you know, how he's talking about how, well, who doesn't do anything, you know, crazy when they're in college, and, you know, just show their dick and show their balls to people that they like, of an older woman. I mean, that's beautiful, isn't it?
He should make a State Farm commercial about it.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, Peyton and Manning.
We should also give a shout-out to Howard Stern. I mean, people say that Howard Stern's gone downhill and is running out of ideas. Not when he's publishing excerpts from a sports radio show that no one listens to. That proves that he's still on his game.
Absolutely. I mean, yeah, what were the odds that they would come across our show? What was it about our show that they decided, well, we gotta get in on this. We gotta
close. Yeah, well, I can't blame them. I mean, we are probably the greatest show on Blog Talk Radio, so.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, this TMZ story is just awesome. Such a fascinating story. Yeah, I love the part. Love the part where, I love this little part here. The hosts believe that they have the real quarterback on the line. Yes.
Of course we believe it. Why wouldn't the real Peyton Manning?
Yeah, why wouldn't it be? I mean, we're a ratings bonanza, you know? I mean, hell. I mean, we definitely are a ratings bonanza. You know,
I don't want to brag, but I mean, the Super Bowl really doesn't have much on us in terms of
overall
ratings.
Would you like to read some of the comments? Would you like to read some of the comments from our fans? We have, you know, our fans. We have haters now.
Read them to me.
Yes, man. These guys sound like third-rate podcasters. And if they are doing an internet radio show quest, do you really think they believe that Peyton Manning was called them? Clearly a fake and bad bit. Well, you think so? And I actually did finally respond. I posted a response to that.
Third-rate podcasters. Wow. We've moved up.
Wow.
We all thought we were fourth-rate,
like,
podcasters.
Wow. Only someone with Down syndrome thought that was a good prank, so I see why you liked it. It didn't even remotely sound like Manning. I think. Oh, brother.
It was very convincing. I mean, most days we have to settle for, like, just really well-known guests. Like, we have people like Oprah and stuff on the show, so.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, I can't believe they actually posted an article about this.
And people say TMZ isn't real news.
Well, I mean, hey, who says that? You know, who says that internet radio doesn't have its perks? Papa John's was our sponsor. No.
Yeah, give us some free pizzas.
Yeah, that's right, Howard Stern. Free pizzas. And who are the hosts? They sound like schmucks. Hosted by Tudor Char Char. That's an interesting name.
Well, if someone on TMZ.com thinks we're smucks, I think it's over, Derek. We should probably pack it in.
Yeah, I think it's time to retire, obviously. This is it. Retirement is hip. I mean, definitely. Well, what it does show is that, hey, if you want good radio, you have to come to the bottom of the barrel to get it. Just to get your kicks. I mean, what the heck? I mean, I don't know what to say.
I'm just amazed that this guy got Howard Stern to cover it. I mean, I knew that Howard Stern was probably desperate for ratings, but wow, this is way more than I could have ever imagined.
Hey, Howard Stern is a good guy. I like Howard Stern. I listen to Howard Stern. I mean, I used to listen to him a lot before he left the radio hours, which kind of sucks. But it was interesting nonetheless. we're going to go into a little overtime and go to 1:30. So you could listen to that if you want, people. We're famous like the Amos. Like Amos Hayes.
Yeah. Congratulations.
Yeah, it feels so great, doesn't it? What an honor it is to be the idiots of the week on the Howard Stern show.
I think he owes you a guest appearance. I mean, the ratings for you being on his show can't be any worse than the ratings of playing whatever this Peyton Manning guy was trying to do. So,
the fact that we made Howard Stern's show is insane. It's insanity that would really happen. Is this like real life?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm Jewish also.
That's true. He should hook you up.
I got interviewed by K-Rock when I was in college for the Howard Stern show.
What was the interview about?
Oh, God. I don't remember. I mean, it was a long time ago. But I think it's, who knew? Who knew that we could actually make the Howard Stern show on Sirius XM radio? How is your day going, man? Is your day going as good as mine is now?
Oh, my day picked up a lot after I found out about this.
Yeah, I mean, this is just unbelievable.
Yeah, I mean, it's great. My voice was heard by the dozens of people who have subscriptions to SiriusXM Radio, so can't beat that kind of publicity.
I asked how long this guy was on. It was about a few minutes.
He called in three or four different times.
He called back three or four times, and we kept tagging up him. We let him speak, and then we hung up. I mean, Brian wants me to go on Howard Stern.
You should go on Howard Stern.
The idea of me going on Howard Stern is insane. Insanity. I mean,
you have a right to defend yourself, you know? And he stole that audio from your radio show without express written consent.
He did. That's true.
So
yeah,
I would go after him.
If I go on the show, if it really happened or happens, I'm not going to go after him. I'm just going to, I mean, I'll make my points without, you know, being too pushy or controversial. You know? I mean,
that's fair.
I think, you know, look, they obviously, you know, they wanted to have a little fun. They had their fun. So that's good. That's good. That's good. Good for
them.
Yeah,
but you
deserve
to be able to defend yourself.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, I will. TMZ interests me more than how it started right now, because they're so professional when it comes to these things that they share. They're so
That is true. Few are more professional than TMZ.
But you know, I've never liked TMZ. I admit that. But now I'm following them on Howard's network. what are the odds? What are the odds that I would fire them? I'm following these guys. I really am following them.
But you think they produce quality television, so.
Oh, yeah. This is almost as good. It's almost as good as Mitt Romney speaking of, and speaking against Trump. What a guy.
Oh, Mitt.
Just a terrific
example. Oh, he is. I loved how he won that last election. I thought it was really well done.
Oh, yeah. Oh yeah, like he isn't a rich liar who hates like who hates the middle class poor. Oh, what a guy. America is going places, man. I don't know where
but
we're
going.
But
we got Mittens. We got Mittens telling us what to do. So, what could
go
wrong?
Yeah, I mean, hey, man. I mean, we made Howard Stern for a bit that went too long because it was too long a bit. I mean, let's be honest.
Yeah, that guy didn't really have a good plan. I mean, his jokes were all kind of repetitive. And
he should have, I think after we cut him off the first time, that should have been the end of it. I think that was fine. And then he keeps calling in for more. I mean, like we kind of know that you're an idiot, but an idiot that gets paid by Howard Stern. Wow, this is fascinating. And probably makes more in one day than we make in a week. Or 2 weeks, or whatever. Oh man, what's going to happen next, John?
I think you're going to go on Howard Stern's show and say your piece.
I know. I should definitely say my piece. You know, I was just going to, shower and go to work, and then this happens. Well, now I'm going to shower, go to the work, and talk about this with people.
Yeah, there you go. Your internet.
I mean, this is
now.
Well, it's March. It's not a promise, okay? Not yet.
This is what we refer to as March sadness.
Hey, March sadness, you can't get any better than March sadness, can you? Can you? I mean, come on.
I don't think so. I mean, Mittens sounds pretty sad.
Yeah, I mean, really. The Hard Hits Network will never be the same. I mean, let's do it for this crazy segment. Do you have anything you'd like to add?
You know what? I don't. I just want to say that it was a privilege and an honor to talk to that Peyton impersonator with you, and hopefully we get another chance.
Yes, I have one thing to add, actually.
Am I hallucinating here? Just what in the hell do you think you're doing?
Nice. And that concludes our radio broadcast. Maybe later we will do a show. I don't know. But that concludes our broadcast. Thank you for calling in, and thank you for tuning in to this special podcast on the Howard Stern, Peyton and Mayan, and Prank Mayan. See you all later. Good night.
Welcome to paradise.
And that was Green Day, Welcome to Paradise, off the classic Dookie album. Derek Felix here, and John Gino are there. Where are you right now, John?
I'm at home.
Are you? Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
You know, follow on the spring training at all? Get into it a little bit, or no?
I haven't really followed it much yet. Is anything interesting going on?
I was kind of hinted towards it, like, in our chat room. Nathan Eovaldi says that the Yankees could be a championship team this year.
Why not?
I don't know. I still have questions, you know, regarding, you know, their team, you know, the roster, and you know, how certain pieces are going to fit in. Stala Castro had two hits in his first, you know, pre-exhibition game, whatever you want to call it, there yesterday. And the pitching staff, the starting staff is a question mark, obviously. So, obviously no Aroldis Chapman for the first month suspended. Any thoughts on that?
Oh, on his suspension? I was kind of surprised. I thought that the woman didn't even press charges against him.
Yeah, but he did have a gun and kind of fired some rounds. And well,
that's never good.
I think he had to be suspended there. So I'm not gonna. I think that's just the right move.
Yeah. I don't know anything about it, to be completely honest.
See, the thing about, like, when stories like that come out is, like, what exactly are the facts? And it's not like I know. Only certain people know. And it's like a lot of people, when you listen to these shows and just how they discuss things, or callers that call in or labeling Aroldis Chapman a wife beater, well, how do you know that? How do you know? I mean, he could. If he is, well, that's obviously just wrong and needs to, then obviously shouldn't be on the field. But we don't know. We don't really know. So it's hard to say. You know, it's not my call, certainly. I can understand why MLB did what they did. can't, like, because of what happened with the other leagues, with the NFL and stuff, and so they had to do something. And he just apologized, and, you know, he'll serve a suspension, and then he'll come back in May, and the Yankees will have that three-headed monster. So, psyched up for the Cubs?
I am. I'm juiced.
You should be.
Well, you keep vaguely telling me that they're not going to do well, so I don't know.
Yeah, that's just me. That's just me being me, you know? I just like to razz you.
I know you do.
And, you know, just, yeah. We still have
I enjoy it. The razzing is good.
Oh, razzing is fun. Look, because until the Cubs do get there, well, there's going to be some razzing. There's going to be a razzle-dazzle for you. So,
a little razzle-dazzle?
Yeah. A real razzle-dazzle. Shake, rattle, and roll, do you mean?
That sounds good. I like that. All right, Flex, are you going to go to work?
I was putting it in my earpiece. What did you say?
Are you going to work?
Yeah, I'm going to be going to work. Yeah.
All right.
So.
Yeah, why don't we wrap this up? I got a call in a couple minutes. So.
Do you? All right, good.
Yeah.
Good. Well, I mean, we'll certainly try to ratchet things up this month. Last month was a bad month. This month's a new month. But we'll definitely try to just do more stuff, try to get work into the groove and balance things out, have a little bit of an equilibrium or balance like the Peyton Manning and Howard Stern and TMZ. So, but this was fun. It was fun for half an hour or so.
Yeah, this was good.
It was good. So, but it's nice to know that we actually have something to discuss other than the usual boring stuff. But
that's true. We're famous now.
We're famous like Amos. All right. That's going to wrap this baby up. Thank you to John Gianoro for calling in. Thank you to Howard Stern for going all the way to our show to find something.
We love you,
Tuesday
Howard.
Radio.
You're the best.
We love you, Howard. Howard, you're the greatest. And thanks also to Robin Flivers. And they had an anniversary today. This was today, 35 years ago today. She joined Howard Stern, and they've been together for 35 years. So congratulations.
Congrats to her.
See? Yes, that's right. We honor history. We honor history, and we make history too, even if it's a bad way. But thank you, and thanks TMZ for the little plug, cheap plug. But all right, that's going to do it for this special little podcast, a special on the Howard Stern, Peyton Manning. All right, we'll see you all when we see you. All right, have a good day, everybody.
All right.
All right. Bye, guys.